Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dusty and Friends.
Oregon head football coach Dan Lanning. Where did that love for the game start for you?
Yeah, you just saying it, man, makes like the hairs stand up on my arms. There's a lot of sports out there where you can be an individual. That's not the case in football. It's the ultimate team sport. It takes the 11 guys on the field, but every guy that's on the roster on the sideline as well.
This is Dusty and Friends.
Oh, man, I'm all right. They've never been better yet.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, happy Wednesday to you, the 11th of May, 2022. Dusty Hera, Jeff Rust is here. It is Wednesday, which means that it is a Wu-Tang Wednesday, Mr. Rust.
Coming from the 36th chamber, bring it to him proper, partner.
That is not changing, never will change. Because Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
We have our friend of the day is Alex Brink. You may know him from Washington State Cougar fame. Or maybe if you're a CFL fan, Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Huh?
Hey.
Maybe if you're a high school football fan, maybe Sheldon.
Perhaps.
High school. He's going to join us in studio today coming up at 1 o'clock as Dusty and Friends will dive deep with Alex Brink, who's awesome story, man. He is a local guy who turned into a Coug legend, now is doing the color analyst for the Washington State football calls. So, and coaching quarterbacks here locally and nationally. He's a guy that's kind of one of those quarterback whispers, and he's right here in our own backyard coaching for E-Force Sports. And then also, I mean, dude's been connected to the Elite 11 forever now. He's got connections, you know, all across the football world from, you know, working with guys like Bo Nix when he was at the Elite 11, when he went to Auburn. I remember right before Oregon played Auburn, we had him on the show, and he goes, guys, be ready. This Nix kid is legit. And turns out Oregon lost that game to Auburn. It's been a roller coaster for Bo Nix, but he was one of the first guys to get eyes on him before the world knew really who Bo Nix was. So we'll sit down with Brink and we'll have a good conversation how he got to where he is, man. So he's going to join us at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Yesterday we had on Tyson Alger of the I-5 Corridor. If you missed that, check it out. Les Schwab Tires Podcast at 1080thefan.com. That's where all of them are. All of the interviews that we've done exist. Rust, on my way in, I had a realization here. Do you remember, like, right when the pandemic hit, it was when the Ford Bronco started coming out?
Yes.
There was that chip shortage, right? Where new cars, it's hard to get new and used cars right now because of the chip shortage.
Right.
Everybody's Broncos, I think, are coming in right now because I am seeing them everywhere.
I see a lot of them out there on the road, yes.
Like, they went from being nowhere, like you'd see one and it was like a unicorn, to where like every time you turn your head now, you're seeing the new Bronco. They're making their way and people are finally getting those orders. And I was just realizing how long it's been. Like, that was 2 years ago that people were ordering these.
It's been 84 years.
Oh, my gosh. I have found, though, I do have a favorite color of them.
Ooh, do tell.
I have a favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bold one, but it's the throwback. I saw one of the ones that had like the soft top on it, and it was like the army green, but it's like a metallic army green. Ooh. It's a good looking ride there. I like those new Broncos.
I kind of dig those too.
They're slick.
Yes.
They're really slick, but I would just imagine like, I probably am seeing more of them because if you waited 2 years to get that car and for it to arrive, I'd just drive. Like the old Sunday drive, remember like that was a thing back in the day? I used to hate that because we lived out in the country and there'd be like you could not get anywhere because there'd be like 90-year-old like traffic jams of old people just driving slowly on the backcountry roads on their Sunday drive. I'd do the Sunday drive. I'd go Sunday drive action. Yep. If I got one of those Broncos after 2 years of waiting.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have a dream car?
Boy, that's not something I've thought about for a while.
Right?
You know, yeah. I mean,
I had one. Like you used to have one when you were kids. Like you wanted like a, you know,
yeah,
a Mustang
Ferrari
GT.
Or your Lambo.
Yeah. I wanted like an old school Mustang. Mm-hmm. And now like I think it's just for nostalgic reasons because my dad had a 67 Cadillac red convertible. I want one of those now.
Uh-huh.
Just because one, they're badass.
Yes.
Two, the smell, like the old school gas smell where you turn that bad boy on, it smells like a boat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I don't think we're gonna get those anymore.
No. Old school Corvettes. Like the old roadster types before they started hitting the Stingrays.
Yeah.
Those are super nice.
But it's amazing how like when you get older, if you're not a car guy, you don't like you don't have a dream car. I don't have a dream car anymore.
I mean, we were driving a minivan for a few years. Traded that in for a 4Runner now though. So
the old mommy missile, huh?
Yes. Oh yes, the old mommy missile. I'll tell you what too. I now know also, you know, tongue in cheek here, what it is like to be profiled. Because people drive like a-holes around minivans.
Oh, just around them?
Yes. Just always trying to get past you, cut you off. They got to get past one more car, and it's always you. And yeah. Just,
no matter where, how fast you're going, too.
Yep, everybody got to get past the minivan.
Huh.
Yeah.
You seem like you get angry when you drive.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cursing going on.
A lot of cursing. You seem like you're a fist waver.
I'm a traffic police kind of guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fist waver and a finger giver. And yeah, I'm a yeller in the car.
All right. Question along those lines. Have you ever gotten into like a road rage incident where like you do the fist wave, you know, and you're not looking to fight anybody.
Uh-huh.
You're looking to give them a piece of your mind.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had it where somebody's like, all right, it's go time. Let's go.
There was one time I was getting on the freeway from 185th heading westbound towards the coast and some a-hole didn't want to let me merge. Right.
Yeah.
And so I honked.
Well, it is your job to merge.
Yeah.
Your job as the merger.
I understand that, but he sped up and got past me. This, by the way, also in the minivan. So I gave him a honk and flashed the brights behind him. He slammed on his brakes down to about 25.
Hey-o.
And it nearly caused like a 3-car pileup behind me.
Whoa.
So that was a fun one. I had another one where heading home from here.
Do you take off your shirt and say it's go time, bro?
It's go time. Oh, well, except the wife and the kid was in the car, but. Another one heading home from here, getting on to 405 from 6th, my nightmare spot every day. Some guy in a work van nudged his way in and like almost ran me into the guardrail. So again, I honked, flashed the brights, gave him a good finger.
Mm-hmm.
As we hit 405, he then got behind me.
You see him again. Yeah.
He followed me all the way up to Bethany Boulevard where I got off to go home. And then he kept going straight on to get back on the freeway. So I got back at him. I called his employer because the number was plastered all over the car.
Oh, no.
And I said, this guy cut me off, followed me all the way to Bethany Boulevard, and then got back on the freeway. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. They're like, that wasn't anywhere near his route. We'll be having a word with him.
Oh, yeah. You snitched on him.
I did. I snitched on him.
You snitched. Russ got him.
I did.
Oh, poor guy.
Got him.
Do you feel bad? Like that guy
No,
lost
I did not
his
feel
job?
Bad at all. He was driving like an absolute a-hole.
Really?
Hopefully he got what he deserved.
Maybe he was just done with work and was hoping that you were going to call on him.
Yeah, could be.
I doubt that.
If that's the case, then you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm a giver.
That's the information that we needed. That's all we needed there. 503-250-1080. That is the fam text line. I had a road, like the road rage incident that just sticks out to me. I remember this vividly. As a kid, I was getting a ride to a football camp from one of the football camp counselors, which will remain nameless here. Mm-hmm. Will not say the name out loud. But we're driving, and somebody, it was like, it seemed like, I remember being like 12 and being like, that didn't seem that bad. But it was like somebody like barely like cut us off. He's like, nope, go time. Goes around him, slams on his brakes, like forces the guy to pull over, gets out. He's like, let's go. And I was like, I'm sitting there, and there's like a friend of mine in the back. And I remember turning around and going, what is happening? And my buddy, he's like, we're like 12 or 13. We're like, yep. He goes, go time. And then I'm like, no, not go time.
Not go time. It's stop 12. Time.
And the person like that was being stopped was like, sorry?
Yeah.
And then the person who ordered a name, nameless, gets back in the car and goes, that's how you start your morning. I was like, this is not how I wanted to start my morning at all. Like, this is way nice. Too early for this. And then went to football camp. Had a great day.
All right. Have a great day if you want to.
That was one where I was like, I think I'm out on road rage. As I got older, I was like, I'm just gonna, you know,
yeah,
let people. I'll give a honk if you're egregious.
Yeah, but well, now you got to be careful because you don't know what kind of crazies are out there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I might be angry, but I'm not a crazy.
I think you are. I think you're crazy. Don't sell yourself short here, Rust.
I'm a tremendous slouch.
Yeah, don't you dare sell yourself short on that one there. I mean, that's everybody's got a little bit of crazy in them.
I'm not the crazy, like, violent, you know, road rager. I'll give you a finger and, you know, flash my brights and stuff, curse at you. But yeah, like, I'm not going to pull up alongside you and pull out my gat or anything.
No, you'll just call the employer.
Yes,
you'll just call your employer and get them. All right, 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. That's how you can be a part of the show. Again, Alex Brink, E4 Sports, he's going to join us in studio coming up at 1 o'clock, where we're going to dive deep with Brink, find his why. But coming up next, where we start, the Warriors may have broke our brains. It's more often than not way more simple than we think it is. This is Dusty and Friends on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
I know it's Wu-Tang Wednesday, but I just saw this, and I can't really get over this. There's a woman who in Brazil who gave birth during a Metallica concert. Have you seen this story?
No, I've not.
This woman gave birth during their encore at a Metallica concert in Brazil to the song Enter Sandman.
I was just going to make that joke.
It was during the song Enter Sandman that she gave birth. And she said, I was reading this article in the New York Post, she said she's definitely not going to be naming the baby Sandman. She named him Luan. She said he'd get bullied with the name Sandman. I don't think so. I think that kid's nickname is going to be Sandman.
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
And that is a kick-ass story. But like, couldn't she name him like Lars or James or, you know?
What is there? I mean, there's a Kirk in there, too.
Yeah, there's a Kirk in there.
Yeah.
Name him after somebody in the band. That's right. Awesome.
Or just name the kid Ulrich.
There you go. Or Hetfield, you know? That would be a kick-ass story to have.
Right?
Like,
why do they call you Sandman? I was bored at a Metallica concert.
No, but seriously, no, really. I was. The kid can be like hard of hearing because right out of the womb, it's just like a... You're like, ah!
See, I would figure the most likely place for a child to be born during a concert would be a country show.
Now, okay, go ahead, get this out. What joke and stereotype are we going to have with that one?
Well, just, you know, you got a mom out there and yeah, anyway. Probably sucking down a couple of PBRs or something.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Yeah, hey, it's a light beer.
I haven't seen that one at a country concert yet. But Metallica. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. You do you. That's what you get. She's 39 weeks pregnant and goes to Metallica concert.
Right?
She said her contractions started at the beginning of the show, had the baby, and during the encore. Dang near made it. You almost held on.
Well, that's not that woman's first kid then.
No. No. Probably not. Probably not. All right, let's get to this basketball action. This is the sportiest parts of the show. We had two games in the NBA playoffs last night. They're kind of stinkers in completely different ways. As you had the Miami Heat absolutely dismantle the Philadelphia 76ers, and we saw what was kind of the return to a more, or I am not more timid, less active James Harden last night, 5 of 13 from the field, and he was efficient. I mean, he shot over, you know, when you're shooting 5 of 13 from the field, we've seen James Harden go, you know, his 5 of 20 games. You know, that wasn't the worst version that we've seen of James Harden, but it went back to reverting to the guy that is not going to shoot in volume because he can't. And this is what he is. That's what we said after game four was consistency, right? It was great to see that out of Harden. But you need to have consistency to win in the playoffs. That's what makes 7-game series great.
Absolutely.
And when you have 5 of 13 and 2 of 6 from 3, what made him tick in that game where he goes off is he went 6 of 10 from beyond the arc, mm-hmm. right? And I don't think that we're going to see James Harden have consistency those 30-point nights where he shines again.
Right. How much of his struggles do you think are due to him not getting the rip through?
The calls anymore?
Yeah.
Well, that's always been his problem in the playoffs, but he's still productive to an extent in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a big part of that and a big element of that because right when he got traded there, remember he and Embiid were shooting like 40 free throws every game,
yeah.
right? Combined.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're not getting nearly those calls in the playoffs, but that's always kind of been the story. I think it is he's losing a step and that, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's just, he's conditioned to play like that now.
Right.
That's who he is. But last night, that game, there were two massive runs that really dictated that game. And this is the thing with Philly, is that if I'm a Sixers fan, it'd be frustrating because that 12-0 run in the first quarter, it was a 3-minute stretch where Philly had like it was a 10-9 lead. And then you saw Miami just go on a quick run, boom, 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 and those punches happened so quickly. It went 21-10, and Philly looked stunned. And then from there, they really did just kind of play him even until the start of the fourth quarter, where another 12-0 run, it just absolutely collapsed and deflated the 76ers. And, you know, basketball is a game of runs. Like, we see these all the time. But when you see, like, when you watch this Philly team, you can see the wind come out of their sails. It is so bizarre to see how quickly it happens and how hard it is for them to recover when those runs happen, right? Usually you'll see, and this is what great teams do, if that run happens, they withstand the blow and then they chip away at it, right? Mm-hmm. The first run of that game, you just went, uh-oh, Philly's going to be in trouble in this one, because they looked like they didn't have it within them to chip away at that lead. And they didn't. They right. didn't. They came out and it was dominance in that fourth quarter, where it just took a minute and 50 seconds. And that game was, the door just slammed shut in that fourth quarter. And it is one part of Philly's makeup and their wiring mentally, right? But it also is another part of Miami's defense when they're playing like that. Good night, right? Good luck, because they were clicking on all cylinders offensively. It looks like they got that wake up call. And the crazy part about this is that nobody's won on the road yet. Like, we're still seeing home court means so much in these series that, you know, we have a 3-2 series lead. Now this thing's heading back to Philly. And is there any kind of, we saw a rout last night. And is there any doubt, though, that this thing goes back to Philly and the 76ers aren't going to be able to win a game despite the fact they just got the doors blown off them?
Well, and that's the thing with these kinds of series, too, is you always, you know, going into the next one, you always feel like you're only as good as your last game. And so you look at it, you know, a 35-point defeat, and you're like, man, how can they snap back from that? But, you know, and like even not to change topics completely, but yeah. even going back to the West with the way the Mavericks came back and won a couple straight, you know, they looked completely outmatched the first couple of games of that series.
Well, and then last night, that one got away from Dallas because Phoenix just kind of figured it out. And this is kind of what I was talking about, where, like, in the tease, I said the Warriors may have broke us all, because what Miami did and what Phoenix did last night, they just went back to the basics, right? Mm-hmm. You pound the ball inside, you get the easy looks, and then you just suffocate them on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix dominating the inside. We talked about this at the beginning of the series that, you know, Dwight Powell, 6'10", what other recourse do the Phoenix Suns have offensively except for just go inside, use DeAndre Ayton, use Devin Booker to slash, use the point guard to create opportunities?
And then that's basically all he was doing.
Well, and look,
last night,
when you're sitting there on the outside, when you're on the perimeter, like, you can knock down open shots, but you're only going to get the open shots if you establish your presence in the inside. Last night, 32 shots for the Phoenix Suns within 10 feet of the basket.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot of shots within 10 feet of the basket, right? And in the third quarter, where the wheels just absolutely came off for the Mavericks, it went from 49-46, and it got out of control because Phoenix outscored them 33-14 and went on an insane 17-0 run that lasted 5 minutes,
man.
Right? Mm-hmm. But this is where you go, all right, if you're Phoenix, why aren't you just sitting there and pounding the inside all game long? And in the last game, and I would say this, to defend Chris Paul and the Suns a little bit, even though I think we've come full circle on the Chris Paul thing, right? Where it's like, oh, Chris Paul doesn't get enough respect. Chris Paul, he has way too many people defending him now.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, I will say, in game four, with the way that game was called and it being so tightly called, Phoenix could not play defensively like they should and can, mm-hmm. right? And you offensively, the whole get the ball inside, you know, penetrate, kick out, establish yourself and get easy looks on the inside on pick and rolls and stuff. You're not going to be able to do that if Chris Paul has, you know, 29 minutes of action and is in foul trouble all night long. Right. But what we saw last night is you on the defensive end, pressure, use Bridges, use Booker and CP3 to be disruptors. Well, not as much Booker, but CP3 to be disruptors and Jay Crowder to be that irritant in that pest, where what we saw in that third quarter, Dallas had 12 turnovers in the third quarter. Phoenix had 18 points off of those 12 turnovers. You look at that as a whole and like in its totality, in that quarter alone, because of Chris Paul kind of playing this, you know, the point guard role and the slashing and getting looks inside and creating open looks on the perimeter, Phoenix had 6 assists in the third quarter. Dallas had 6 field goals made in the quarter.
Yikes.
Like that was, that to me was the game when you look at it is like in totality, the Suns had 43 made field goals and 28 assists in the game.
Man.
12 turnovers. Okay. Dallas had 27 made field goals, only 9 assists. So they're just watching Luka. It kind of feels like a Blazer game. And they had 18 turnovers, which isn't an ungodly amount of turnovers.
It's like, more than you'd like to see.
Yeah, but when the other team has 28 assists and you have 18 turnovers,
yeah,
that ain't going to be a good look for you.
No.
And especially when they're getting out and they're running and they're getting easy looks at the rim. That was, you know, Phoenix just in Miami last night, both doing the exact same thing, saying, all right, we didn't do well on the road. We got to get back to the basics. And for Phoenix, it was pound the ball inside. For Miami, it was commit on that defensive end of the floor. And whatever you do, don't let Tyrese Maxey beat you. And he didn't last night. James Harden, they didn't overreact to James Harden. They kept it simple. And it just seems like the Warriors may have broke all of our brains where it's like, you've got to be able to fill it up from three. And these guys shot terribly from three. No. For most teams that don't have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on them, right?
Yep.
It is the method in the NBA playoffs is physicality, get easy looks inside, and then knock down your kickouts, right? And that is 100. It sounds so simple, and it's like, duh. But you see, how many times do we see teams get away from it? Like, right. How many times have we seen Portland get away from it in the playoffs where we just go, ugh, and it's excruciating to watch, but it continually happens. And that, to me, is if Phoenix can go and replicate it on the road, if Miami can go and replicate it on the road, those two teams are going to be just as scary as we thought those one seeds were going to be at the beginning of these playoffs. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. Would love to hear from you and get your thoughts on all things NBA playoffs. It turns out the Nets are just as capable of imploding in the offseason as they are in the in-season. It's crazy. First is Russ with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
All right, turns out the Nets, they are just as capable of imploding in the offseason as they are in season. Kyrie Irving decided, you know, the great thing for me to do right now for my image would be to head on to Twitch and host a live stream of me playing Grand Theft Auto. Is that what he was playing?
Kind of looked like it.
Yeah.
I'm not terribly familiar with the video games these days.
And sometimes it's just better just to not say anything at all. But this is Kyrie. If you want to just be out there and be a part of the internet, lean into it, man. The internet's a hell of a place. It is a scary place with a bunch of trolls in it. Like, do you remember when it was just like, hey, just stay out of the chat rooms when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Just stay out of those chat rooms. Still, good advice. Really good advice. Now it's just everybody's on there trolling everybody else. Well, Kyrie Irving said, I'm going to take this thing full on.
It's but so long y'all can say the same jokes. But so long. It's but so long y'all can say the same jokes. Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home? That's how y'all sound to me. Oh, what are you doing at home? Are you going to Cancun? Where are you? Are you at home? Oh, Kyrie, you suck. Alright. What, babe? What are you doing? Oh my god, go back to Cleveland. Oh my god, Boston hates you. Oh my god. That's how y'all sound to me, cockroaches. That's how y'all sound to me.
Ooh, dropping cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Which is quite the pronunciation of it, but yes. I enjoy it. I love the, ooh, what are you doing? Well, okay, what did you expect when you have a live Twitch? You expect everybody to be like, hey man. It appears that the NBA season's still going on and you're not playing in it. You're playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, come on, buddy.
Well, I mean,
I do love his troll voice.
Aren't those basically all just S-talking sessions anyway?
And 100%.
Online? I mean,
that's what gaming online is, I think. That's all it was when I was in the infancy of video gaming. Like, when I was in college, at the very end of college, when like Xbox Live became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all it was then was I just getting cussed out by 12-year-olds like the whole time.
And they're probably beating the hell out of you, too.
Oh, that's why they're cussing me out. And I was like,
Come on, old man.
I was like, how old are you? I'm 12. And am ever like, I'm just like, whoa.
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yeah. I mean, jeez. And then, like, at that point in my life, I didn't care, right? I was young, dumb, and, you know, full of whatever.
Full of some.
And I was sitting there like, you know what? F you too, kid. Like, screw you. Coming right back at him. But that's basically all video gaming is. And so Kyrie going into this is like very predictable because, and this is exactly why like everybody says KD and Kyrie, the coexisting there, and when James Harden was there, it was, whoa, buddy. And now Ben Simmons is even worse. It's like,
yeah.
This is the route that you choose to go down, right? This is the life you choose to live. And that's the way you can see it happening on the floor too, right? You can see the kind of finger pointing back and forth on that because they can dish it out, but they can't really take it either.
Yeah, there's a couple of senses.
I think it's hilarious, though, that he's calling people cockroaches and taking on the trolls online because it's fabulous content to have Kyrie Irving continuing to go down these roads while playing video games, which this is an all-timer, folks, because he's playing Grand Theft Auto.
I'm like one of the people that ignorantly live out life that pretend like nothing's going on. Nah, bro. It don't work that way. It don't work that way, bro. Oh, my God. Kyrie got to be. Oh, he has to be on something. You know how many comments I see like that, bro? Oh, my God, man. He's definitely on one, man. I don't know what's up with him, bro. He's on drugs, man. Shut the f*** up.
Whoa. Kyrie dropping the shut the blank up. We got to be on drugs. Look, defending himself. Do it. That's what you should do. If you're Kyrie Irving, that is something that is unfair. Like, there's a lot of shots at Kyrie that have been fair. And 100% fair. Right. But what you kind of see, and this is why, like, I don't when he comes out like this, I'm not going to trash the guy for going on there. It's the path you choose, though. And you open yourself up for more criticism. And the fact is of the matter is that you go on there and you have this reaction because of the criticism. And so in your reaction to it, you're just feeding the cockroaches, as he says. And all of the people who are like, oh, Kyrie's going to be on drugs because what? You're a flat earther because your stances on several things. And this is not just vaccination are completely misguided.
He is bananas.
And science has not backed them up. And people will come at that because you continue to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, he tries to frame it as, well, I'm an independent thinker. You're independently wrong, bud. And again, this isn't just him choosing not to get vaccinated, right? It can go to the flat earther or the fact that you sat there and you said, all of us are going to be coaches. Well, maybe you should have listened to Steve Nash at some point during this season.
How'd that work for you?
Right? Because this independent thinker has got him into more than one jams, not just in Brooklyn, but in Cleveland, it got him in jams as well. It's also got him in jams now in Brooklyn because the GM, Sean Marks of the Brooklyn Nets, was asked directly about Kyrie Irving and his future with the club. He's got a player option next year.
Yeah, look, I think that's something we've been discussing and we will continue to debrief on and discuss throughout this offseason. And it's honestly not just Kyrie. I mean, you bring Kyrie up, but we have decisions to make on a variety of different free agents throughout throughout our roster. We haven't had any of those discussions yet, so it'd be unfair for me to comment on, you know, how it looks with us and Kyrie, because to be quite frank, he has some decisions to make on his own. So he has to look at what he's going to do with his player option and so forth like that. But I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Sean Marks is cover. That's a CYA, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is not just about Kyrie, but it is.
The question was directly about Kyrie. And, you know, when he's talking about availability, though, he is talking about larger portions of this roster because the roster is prime for turnover, mm-hmm. right? You got guys like Blake Griffin where the history of, and this is how he can explain this away, the history of Blake Griffin's career has been about injuries, right? You got a bunch of injury-prone older guys where availability is a big question. But the real question with Kyrie Irving was the healthy scratch, right? When he's talking about that, too, he's also talking about their acquisition at the trade deadline in Ben Simmons, right? We want guys that are going to be here and going to be available. What it sounds like in Sean Marks' voice and in Sean Marks' response is that the Brooklyn Nets are done with him. The Brooklyn Nets are done with Kyrie. And this is where this whole thing comes full circle and Kyrie going on and feeding the trolls, right? And getting sensitive and coming back at all of the people that come at him. And the same thing that Kevin Durant does on social media is that there's a lack of awareness, right? Yeah. Of what their words mean and what their actions mean,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it would be the most Kyrie Irving thing to have a team that is done with him, because that's what it sounds like with Sean Marks, but for Kyrie to pick up his player option and come back to Brooklyn and be like, no, everything's good, because he's been talking like everything is good.
Yeah.
Everything is not good there. We've heard the rumors. We've heard the rumblings coming out. We hear it from Sean Marks right there. We want guys who want to be here and guys that are going to be available, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has not been the case with Kyrie Irving. That has not been the case with Ben Simmons either.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a problem that the Brooklyn Nets have? 100%, because you're the ones that chose to bring those guys in, right?
Yep.
You welcomed him in with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting there and you want guys that want to be there. You chose to select these guys with every single warning in the world that has been fired your way with both of them. Well, all of them. And you made your bed and you kind of have to sleep in it. But that lack of awareness is 100% why I could see Kyrie opting into his final year of his deal with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, and sitting out half the season again.
Yeah. Well, more than half the season.
Yeah.
Like this texture brings up, I saw this tweet earlier in the year that Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard played the same amount of regular season games this year, 29. Remember how long Damian Lillard shut it down,
mm-hmm.
right? Like yeah. December? That's the availability.
Yeah.
That's it right there. And that availability also goes back to not just, again, the vaccination thing with Kyrie, his injuries as well and the history of them. Because you look at that, Kyrie Irving in the playoffs, I gave him a ton of heat because he said, oh, we just didn't have time to mesh. You look at Boston, they're meshing. They've been meshing for the last month. Literally 2 weeks before that, he was talking about how well they had been meshing.
Yeah.
As a team. And I wonder why you guys can't mesh as well as the Boston Celtics. We've been playing with each other all season long.
Yeah.
Like you open yourself up for these sorts of criticisms, Kyrie, when you play 29 regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Keep doing it, though, because you know what? Brooklyn is a, it's one of those dumpster fires you can't look away from. And it's not sad yet. It's not like the Jets, right? It's not where you're just like, oh, man, here they go again. It's new, and they should be really good. And you're just going, I can't figure you out, but it's the same, I can't quit you.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing, though, just historically bad clown franchises that are supposed to be good and just can't wind up, you know, crossing that threshold. Nets and Clippers.
You're dang right. 503-250-1080. all right. Why is it that I believe this college football coach when I probably shouldn't? Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Basic instructions before leaving knowledge, just wisdom. This goes back when I was 12. I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth.
Dusty and Friends and on 1080 The Fan.
I know this is going to be surprising, but Nick Saban, the head coach of Alabama, is denying that his Crimson Tide went out and tampered with Tyler Harrell, the wide receiver out of Louisville who transferred in to Bama this offseason. Scott Satterfield, the coach at Louisville, which I've been picking up what Satterfield's been putting down. He came from Louisville, from Appalachian State over to Louisville, and was cleaning up just a mess that had been left behind in Kentucky there. But Satterfield was saying that he can't prove it, but he said, he strongly believes and feels that, you know, Tyler Harrell was tampered with because he was happy. He was at Louisville, and then all of a sudden something happens and poof, 10 days later after like they wrap up a great season and he's seemingly very happy in April through spring ball, he's in the portal and it's just like a poof and he's gone. And then he commits to Bama right after entering the portal. Satterfield's like, dude, something was going on. Like, we know why in the world did this guy just up and walk away from us like this? Well, because I think a lot of guys are sitting there and saying, well, I'm looking around here going, I came to build something here. We ain't close to getting this thing finished. And I want to go and have success, right? And I want to end this thing on the high note. I understand that. I understand why guys will do that. But Nick Saban coming out and saying, we didn't tamper with anybody. For some reason, in this world of college football where I believe nothing coaches say, I believe Mike Riley's not in the game anymore. So I'm believing really nobody in college football right now because they're all just looking out for themselves, especially after this week with the NCAA coming down and saying that they're going to start retroactively, you know, punishing people in programs that have been tampering with players. Of course, Nick Saban's going to be like, oh, we haven't tampered with anybody. Why would we do it? But for some reason, I believe Nick Saban because at the same time, you look over at Nick Saban in Alabama and say, why do they need to? Like, it's not like Alabama sitting there going, you know who we really need? The kid from Louisville who had 500 yards receiving last year. That's who we're looking at. That's the guy that's going to tip the scales for us. No, I think in large part, like, it's not the Alabama, it's not Alabama that's going to be doing the tampering. It is going to be the University of Texas. It is going to be USC. It is going to be programs that are grasping at what they once were, which was an Alabama or an Ohio State, right? I truly believe that. And if you look at where Alabama has been getting their transfer from, and they've been getting a ton, because as Nick Saban alluded to very grimly, like with name, image, and likeness, like if you guys want to open this up, like we'll win at that too. They are. He also said, like, the portal's not going to be good. He's saying we need restrictions on the portal because he knows he's going to dominate the portal too. Mm. Because if they see a name in the portal, they're going to go, yeah, reach out to that kid. He'll come here. Yeah. Because it's Saban. It's Alabama. It's a laundry list of guys that have been drafted not just in the NFL draft, in the first round of the NFL draft, and have gone on to be wildly successful. I mean, just look at the names, right? I mean, from Julio Jones, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, you have Heisman Trophy winners that are receivers at Alabama now. you sit, why wouldn't you go there, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, they've picked up all SEC defensive back Eli Ricks from LSU, all ACC running back and returner Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech, Georgia's leading receiver the last 2 years, Jermaine Burton, and a all-conference starter from Vanderbilt, Tyler Steen, an offensive lineman. Again, Nick Saban doesn't need to go out and say and tamper and pull guys off these rosters. I do believe there's a huge element, especially with this Tyler Harrell situation, that when your recruiting classes are littered with five-star kids too, you don't need to dip into Louisville's receiving core in order to get these guys, right?
We'll see, but maybe he's just, you know, trying to throw us off.
Yeah, throw us off the scent there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he's like, nobody's going to believe that we tampered to go get a 500-yard receiver from Louisville, so tamper.
Yeah, that, I think we're out thinking the room here, and I think a lot of people are with the way that some of this is going on. Now, the Pitt thing and the Jordan Addison thing, again, there are programs that I do believe are going down that road because they need the help and they want to get to a point that they haven't been to in a while. They want to get to that point that Alabama's at that they haven't sniffed in, you know, what, since 2005, six mm-hmm. season. We're looking at almost 20 years now for USC football. But, and I said this when the Jordan Addison thing came out, I don't think Lincoln Riley was like, you know what, go and get that Biletnikoff Award winner. If you're looking at USC's needs, it ain't going to be at the skill positions. Right. It's in the trenches on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball. If you're looking at where Lincoln Riley, if you're going to tamper Lincoln Riley, go in. If Lincoln Riley is in charge of it, he's going, all right, go get middle linebackers. Go get safeties. Go get DNs. Get me some guys coming off the edge. Not, hey, another receiver. Because his offense is going to be effective no matter who is back there running it. I do believe, though, that collectives are involved in this stuff. And I do believe that collectives were involved with USC in Jordan Addison. And what a collective is they're not, quote unquote, associated with the university, but they have massive funds for name, image, and likeness. And I think those are the people that are like, you know, hey, they're fans that are sitting there going, you know what? Let's go get the Biletnikoff. Why wouldn't the Biletnikoff Award winner want to come to USC? His quarterback is gone. His offensive coordinator is gone. And his wide receivers coach is gone. And now Jordan Addison, by the way, was at Texas over the weekend. And Brian Marion, who's a guy who's one of the young budding stars of the coaching ranks. He's, if you're familiar with the go-go offense, he's a guy that's kind of mastermind of the go-go offense. He was at Pitt. He was a position coach at Pitt. Now he's at Texas. And so Addison was visiting Texas this past weekend. So you have position coach, offensive coordinator, and your quarterback all gone at Pitt. There is reason why Jordan Addison would leave, right? But I do think a collective was behind it, pushing and prodding, because Pat Narduzzi is sure of it, and so sure of it, he called Lincoln Riley and cussed him out multiple times.
Stay away from my players.
I love it. All right. Alex Brink is going to come and join us in studio. The former Washington State Cougar quarterback, now an analyst for the Cougs Radio Network and quarterbacks coach for the Elite 11 and E-Force Sports. He joins us in studio. This is Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.